Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. Bob Getty and Kelly Santer. I think we have a guest on the phone, but there's a little confusion about that. Are you with us, Nick? All right, we had Nick Monastero on the phone. Something's happened. We're going to try to reconnect with him in just a few minutes. Also, later on the show, we're going to have the head baseball coach at Pearl River Community College, because Michael Avalon's team had a big day as well, Kelly. And so yesterday, after we got off the air, word came that Nick Monastero had been drafted by the Houston Astros. And then Landon Payne also drafted later in the day. Were you surprised to see Payne go?
No, I wasn't surprised. And he was one of the ones that we kind of thought would. And by virtue of where he was taken in the draft, that shows, you know, kind of a fringe player, but definitely somebody that can help. And he went to an organization that needs help, the Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. So there's that thought, too. And he's a little bit older player, so I would think that, considering what his options might be, that he'll go to the White Sox. We'll see. And in all fairness to Nick Monastero, his phone has been, of course, going crazy. Really wanted to do the show, and we had him on the line, and then he texted right at the last minute and said, "Hey, I've got to jump on this other call. Call me later on in the hour." So we're going to try to talk to him about the process. Yeah.
All right, so four players now drafted. I'm going to assume that all four are going to sign those contracts, but I don't know that it's official, but, you know, on social media last night, a very cryptic message issued by Colby Allen that says, coming back for one final chapter. So I would assume that Colby Allen is coming back, and that's big news for the program, because I think that's your Friday night guy right there.
And I think what Southern Miss fans were looking at late in the draft as to when Colby, if he was going to be taken, where he'd be taken, because then it becomes a money maneuver between the major league teams and Southern Miss. Now, we've known all along, and the coaching staff has been pretty open about the fact that they really wanted him back, and that they would, in the words of Don Corleone in The Godfather, that they would make him an offer he couldn't refuse. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that he didn't get drafted was certainly good news for Southern Miss fans, but the fact now that he is apparently back in the fold for next year is one big chunk of the pitching staff puzzle that Coach Oz now has to rely on.
All right, as I said, we're going to have Coach Avalon on shortly, and if we can reconnect with Nick Monastero, and I guess he'll text Kelly and let him know, we'll bring him back on. We didn't really talk much about it because it's really not Southern Miss related, but that is a pretty remarkable story, the kid out of Purvis High School, which in the whole scope of things, Kelly, is a tiny little high school, right? I mean, it's
2,000 people in the whole town.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's, you know, a 6A school or a big metropolitan area high school in Miami. Remarkable story to be one of the top 10 people drafted. What was different about this kid?
Athleticism. And this is kind of part of Monastero's story too, and Cook's story. And I think baseball is now going more toward athletes. Because if you're an athlete, you can play just about any position in just about any sport. And really athletic, JoJo Parker. Unspoiled by a lot of the things that go on around him. His brother also did wind up being drafted much later in the draft, which I know they were a little disappointed with that, but it's an inexact science. But he's announced that he is going to forego his selection and report to Mississippi State, as was the plan prior to the draft anyway. Mm-hmm. So one Parker will be going off to play, and Jacob will be going up to Starkville to play for Mississippi State.
Okay, money aside, because I know you're going to make a lot of money if you're in the top 10. Nobody's going to turn down that kind of money.
Yeah, that JoJo Parker slot, I think, was $6.18 million.
Well, that's pretty good change.
Yes. Go a long way in Purvis, Bob.
But how do you go from Purvis High School to professional baseball, Kelly? I mean, it just seems like to me it's like leaping over the Grand Canyon.
But I think the thing that he and a lot of other kids like him, should say kids like him, because there aren't a lot mm-hmm. like him, but I think what they have going for them is the fact that he's so grounded. That look at all the accolades and the things that he's already been able to do, playing all these showcases against the best players in the country, but yet he's still very down to earth. He's a country kid, and I think all of that will really help him. His parents have done a good job of trying to shield him mm-hmm. from a lot of that stuff, so I think he'll be just fine.
Oh, and I don't think that's not what I'm trying to say. I mean, from the standpoint of playing baseball, what is a realistic expectation to go from Purvis High School to Major League Baseball in X number of years?
Generally, you want to go up one level each year. Mm-hmm. And he's not, but what, 18, maybe on the cusp of being 19. So you get to the major leagues by the time you're 23. I think that's reasonable mm-hmm. to assume, particularly when you're drafted that high. Some of the guys are making it sooner, depending on how desperate the organizations are. Mm-hmm. And Landon Payne, as we mentioned, is a little bit older player, but the organization he's going to is desperate for talent, the Chicago White Sox. So, and JoJo going to the Blue Jays, where he will be joined by Cook, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't Cook also mm-hmm. get taken by the Blue Jays?
Right.
The Blue Jays aren't probably in as dire straits as the White Sox are, so they might take their time with him. But certainly, when you're a number one pick, they're literally and figuratively banking a lot that your road to the major league is going to be as quick as it is. But generally speaking, one year at a time.
Total coincidence, and I think I've mentioned this on the show, but by coincidence, that Saturday morning game in the conference baseball tournament in Montgomery, I happened to sit next to the scout for the Blue Jays who was there. Really nice guy, former Clemson baseball player, now scouting for the Blue Jays. And so we started talking about Southern Miss, and he was so complimentary of the program, and I think I've talked about this, that he said in the eyes of scouts, it's an SEC-caliber program that could slip right into the SEC and compete every year. But he said that he said, the most sought-after player on your team is not your pitcher. It's that center fielder. He's got, and this was his term, the full package. And he's young.
So it was really no surprise that the Blue Jays went after him.
Clearly, that's who he was there scouting. That's who he had his eyes on.
And that's a good nugget of information, Bob, because generally those are well-protected secrets. Mm-hmm. You know, if that were to get out to any of the other teams that the Blue Jays really highly coveted Cook, mm-hmm. that might have been problematic for the Blue Jays. So the fact mm-hmm. that they were obviously eyeing him. Right.
And when I heard the news that's who had drafted him, I couldn't help but smile because that's, man, that guy was high on him. He went through the whole nine yards. Speed, agility, he can catch, he can hit, he handles the bat. And he went through that whole litany, and then he goes, and best of all, he's young.
So he can, if there's a downside, and we are truly nitpicking, he's a little undersized, right, weight-wise. They'll put some weight on him, get him in the weight room. But that's part of being young. Right, you grow into yourself as you get a little bit older. Mm-hmm. So he does have a lot of upside. And Nick just texted us and said he's good to go whenever we need him.
All right, we'll bring him on the first segment, and we'll push Coach Avalon back to the last if you think that's good.
Okay.
Hey, while we're here in the studio, a couple of things to remind you of. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. We really appreciate those guys. They're great friends of ours. A lot of former baseball players, actually. At Southern Bancorp, they're in Midtown, great place to do your banking business. The opening segment of our show every day, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to eat. And as I explained to Kelly, I was just over at the movie store. So if I'm not out here in the next 30 minutes, you'll understand.
You've got a Thanksgiving hangover.
I way too much. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road. And you can visit the new Genesis showroom anytime you like on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And I can't think of any eating right now, but if I were in the market for a dessert, where would you go, Kelly?
I would go to Mobay Beignet Company.
Why is that, Kelly?
It's 2902 Hardy Street, by the way. It's right across from the main entrance to the campus because they don't even make those beignets, Bob, until you order them. Mm-hmm. That's how fresh they are. They melt in your mouth. All right, and you obviously can get the powdered
all over
sugar.
All over you,
but all over the beignets as well. And of course, the dipping sauces that come along, the buttercream and the cinnamon happen to be my favorite.
Yep.
But you can also get cold or hot coffee, depending on the weather or what you like.
And it is the daughter and son-in-law of the mayor of the Roost, the one and only Jody Long.
Well, despite that, go see him.
Go see him despite that, yeah. All right. I believe we've got Nick Monis there. We're going to get Coach Avalon on the show as well. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Dickie's Barbecue sponsoring the opening segment of the show. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net, where you find all your Southern Miss apparel. All right, we've got Nick Monis here back on the show with us. And, Nick, I'm going to be honest with you, man. These are always kind of bittersweet interviews for us to do because we get so attached to young man like you, and you become such a face for the baseball program, and we kind of feel like we get to know you through the years, you know, and that you're, for lack of a better term, one of ours. But on the same hand, we're really excited and happy for you. So what are the emotions that Nick Monasera is feeling today?
It's crazy. It all happened really quick. You know, I played at Southern for the last 3 years, and it was the best 3 years of my life, and now it's looking like I'm going to have to walk away from that. But on the bright side of that, I get to continue chasing a dream that I've been working for ever since I started playing baseball. So it's definitely bittersweet.
You told me 3 years ago, I mentioned this to you off air, that there was no place you ever wanted to play growing up except Pete Taylor Park and playing for the Golden Eagles. And so you were extraordinarily loyal, and I've got to believe, Nick, that people reached out to you trying to snatch you away, but I get the impression that never really entered your mind.
Yeah, no. The whole recruiting process, you know, everything was great. I loved Coach Barry, Coach Oz, Creel, all those guys that recruited me, and when I got there, it was even better than that. It was, like I said, it was the best 3 years of my life, and no matter what, I never thought about leaving, none of that. I wanted to stay and play for the Eagles, and play in front of those fans in that park, and it was truly a blessing.
So, Nick, the Astros give you the call. Kind of none of the rest of us ever are going to know what it's like to be drafted for anything other than the IRS tracking us down for money we owe them. But kind of educate us as to what the process was like on draft day. Who called you? What did they talk about? When did you get the final call? Just take us behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of happens pretty quick. It's not – before you get your name called, I'm going to be honest, it's not a fun day because you're just kind of sitting there waiting around, not really knowing what's going to happen. And then probably about 5 minutes after the fourth round started, my advisor called me and was like, look, the Astros want you here. Are you good with that? All that kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm good with it. Let's do it. And they ended the call, and I didn't hear anything until two picks later. They picked me, and then after that, I got a call from the Astros area guy and my advisor again, just congratulating me and stuff. But now before it, you're kind of in the dark. You don't really know anything until you get a phone call, and you basically say yes or no, and then you don't hear anything else until you get your name picked.
And we're not going to pry, but how do you come about the number? Because we know that this is business, right? And I know for a fact, my son used to be in the Twins and Phillies organizations in player development, and I do know that it comes down lots of times to dollars and cents. How do you and your people arrive at a figure that you're happy with?
I mean, to be honest, I never really had a number set in stone. You know, I kind of, through the draft process and talking with my advisors, you know, I kind of had a idea of the range I was going to go. I never knew it was going to be the fourth round. It was kind of like a range from you'll probably be anywhere in any of the single digit rounds. So it's kind of conversations like that. And then obviously you take that and you go and look and see what the slot values for those picks are in each round. And I just kind of set a range of where I figured I was going to go and just kind of accepted the dollar amount from there, if that kind of makes sense. I never was like, this is what I want. If it's anything less than that, then it's a hard no, if that kind of makes sense.
Sure, it absolutely does. Now, have you been in touch with the Astros since the draft and kind of bring us up to date? You said just a little while ago you were notified about something.
Yeah, like I said, their area scout, Landon Townsley, called me after the draft and basically congratulated me and all that stuff. And then we talked earlier about when I'm supposed to get up there. I think I'm flying to Houston later tonight to do some physical stuff. And then I think I'll maybe go to West Palm Beach the middle of next week to kind of get the baseball kicked off.
Man, West Palm Beach, Houston, Bob, the saddest thing, if there is a sad thing about the Nick Monastir story, is he's going to have to give up living in Flowood to go to West Palm Beach.
Yeah, so, Nick, I want to ask you this, and this applies to you, obviously, but other guys like you. We've been told that sometimes that money is not the first consideration. It is the opportunity to chase a dream that you've had, and you indicated to me that you've had since you were a young kid playing baseball. How much of it is money, and how much of it is, here's my opportunity to see if I can make it in the big leagues?
Oh, I mean, I think the opportunity outweighs the money by far. You know, I always say that no amount of money could have taken me away from Southern Miss just because of the bonds that I had there and the type of baseball that we played and just the relationships and stuff at that program. And that kind of, in my head and in my opinion, that kind of outweighed any dollar amount that could have been thrown at me, if that makes sense. And I kind of want to look at it the same way professionally. I know it's definitely way more business oriented at this level, but through the draft process, getting to know the Astros and stuff like that, I really liked who they were. I loved getting to know them, and their player development is off the charts, and I think it's going to be a really good spot for me, and I'm super excited to get in there and just get to work.
Well, sure. And look, I'm not going to ask you to reveal any names. I don't want you to reveal any names. But can you, to the degree you're comfortable sharing this with us, a player of your caliber in the world of college athletics we're in now, you must have been approached in the last couple of years by different schools trying to get you to leave. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, to an extent. Never directly, but I've definitely been told some things, but obviously told my coaches that, and they knew. I feel like they never even asked me because they knew where my head was and where my heart was, and even if they did come to me directly, that nothing was ever going to sway my mind to go another way.
And that seems to be the culture of the baseball program. Nick, explain that to us. How does Southern Miss hang on to all of their key players? One exception, and that's the only exception I've ever been aware of. What is the difference in Southern Miss and all these other schools that you just see players moving constantly?
Well, I mean, I feel like it starts with the type of people that you have around you. Like, our coaching staff, they're our coaches, and we respect them, but, like, at the same time, they try to form real, genuine relationships and friendships, I would say, with every single one of us that are their players, and I think that's really rare. You know, you can, at least me personally, and I know a lot of other guys feel this way, that we can talk to our coaches about anything, even if it's not baseball-related, just like you would your dad or your best friend. It's kind of that same relationship and that kind of trust that we all had in one another. And, I mean, I really think that makes a big difference. And it helps even more that we play the same caliber baseball as the best teams in the country. I mean, year in and year out, I mean, everybody sees what we've done. And so it's not a question of are we going to be good enough, but I think it all boils down to the type of culture and friendship and family vibe that we have in that clubhouse and with those coaches.
Nick, real quick, final question before we go to commercial break and let you go. Have the Astros, you're crazy athletic. Have the Astros said where they want to, what their idea is for you position-wise?
I mean, there was kind of some small talk in the draft process about stuff. They obviously liked my athleticism. I think they're going to – I mean, I don't want to speak for them, but I think it's been that I can play everywhere. I really helped my case being able to play multiple positions.
Amen.
And I feel like they'll take advantage of that, and they know that wherever they stick me, I'm going to be the last person to complain about a position. You know, wherever they want me, wherever they think the best fit for me to make it to the big leagues is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to put my whole heart into it.
That's all I would want to hear, Bob, as
right,
a scout.
Not completely. Nick, I got to tell you, man, it's been a great pleasure getting to know you over the last 3 years, interviewed you and brought you on the show a number of times, and you've always been very gracious and accepting of our request for your time. We've all enjoyed watching you play a lot, young man, and we wish you nothing but the best. We look forward to watching you play in the big leagues, Nick Monastir.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for all the coverage and all the interviews and stuff like that over the past 3 years I've been there. I really appreciate it.
Nick, and Nick, Bob's kind of embarrassed to ask you this, but he's going to need a car pretty soon. And so he just wants maybe you to consider a very low interest loan.
Pay him no attention, Nick. Pay him no attention at all. Hey, good luck. Good luck, young man.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right. Nick Monastir.
You took a low-interest loan, wouldn't you, Bob?
Probably. I'm in the radio business. What the hell do you think?
That's right.
We'll be back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsoring this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We appreciate all our buddies down there. Slay the gang, just the best. Great food, great drinks, and always a big game on the TV. MCS Home Center in Bellevue, proud to have them part of the Eagle Hour family. It is a great new home improvement center just west of Hattiesburg on US 98. Everything for home improvement, home construction, home remodeling, flooring, paint, everything you would need. MCS Home Center in Bellevue.
What's the slogan, Bob? If you use it in, on, or around your home,
yeah,
you'll find it at MCS.
Have you asked them for some money for that? I mean, you did come up
that
with
that. That sums it up, though, doesn't it?
I think pretty well.
Yeah.
Coach Michael Avalon, one of the great junior college baseball coaches in the country, proven by the performance nationally of his team every year. But like all good programs, Coach, here come the pros, and they've snatched three players off your team. Talk about it.
Yeah, they, you know, it's one of those things you hate to see, but love to see, I guess. So it's, you know, it was a special day for actually four, two former Wildcats and two current Wildcats. And so we were in incredibly just excited and grateful for that, for them and their families. Jacob Johnson from PRC, a current Wildcat, was drafted in the 11th round by the Orioles. By the Rangers, KK Clark. From Brandon, Mississippi, was drafted in the 15th round by the Orioles. Connor Ware was from LSU. He's over at LSU. He was drafted by the Mets. And then also y'all's local guy there, Landon Payne, who we're excited about, was drafted by the White Sox. And, man, what an incredible day for our program, but most importantly for those young men and their families.
All right, we know Landon Payne is going to play for the White Sox. That's been confirmed. What does Landon Payne bring to the table, Coach, that you think will give him a shot at playing in the bigs?
Well, I think the thing that you see with him is just that blue-collar attitude, that just competitive nature that is going to separate him. He's big and physical. He's strong. And as y'all saw there at Southern Miss, he's just really getting back to his form and his shape that he was in his first year for us. His first year for us was really, really special. We get to the regional tournament, and he tears his lat muscle, of all things, in his back, which is an odd injury sometimes for usually shoulder, elbow, but to have a back muscle like that and have issues there, that was such a kind of a freakish deal. And it just took him some time to get back. That's obviously a major injury, and I think his first year at Southern Miss, there were some ups and downs, and now he's finally back 100% healthy and confident, and man, he was the guy that I always wanted to hand the baseball to, because you knew he was going to compete, you knew he believed in the program and in his teammates, and he wanted the baseball. So I think that's what he's going to bring on an everyday basis as far as professional baseball.
Man, I think the thing about Landon Payne, and you touched upon it, but to go a little bit further, he would just as soon fight you as eat a hamburger.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think he boxed a little bit growing up or so, and he's not somebody you wanted to see when he was good and upset, because he was a fiery guy. He was one of those guys, as you walked to the mound, you knew if you knew that conversation may be a little tough every once in a while, as far as, hey, I'm taking this ball from you. I think literally you'd have to fight him for the baseball. So that's the kind of guy, especially wanting the back end of a big ball game, guys that just want it and have that look in their eye and that tenacity, and that's what he has.
Coach, I happened to be on the field this year when late in the game he was closing out Georgia State, and the guy hits a home run, a meaningless home run, and he tried to pimp Landon Payne a little bit, and it didn't go well. It didn't go
no,
well.
No, no. And that's the, man, that is such the cool thing for me as a junior college coach these days is, getting to watch all these ball games when we're not playing. And I was sitting there watching that, and I can remember thinking, that ain't good. That old boy right there is not sure what he just stepped into. So I knew the next ones were going to be a little more intense and a little more effort there. And as he finished the game, he probably had the last words, for them. And
he did.
But, man, one of my I can remember Coach Ostrander asking me about Landon. He had gotten hurt that freshman year. We were playing at the Pete in the fall, and he wasn't back yet. And Coach Ostrander and I have a very good relationship. He looked at me and said, "What do you think?" I said, "I think he's a no-brainer. You better get him." And he offered him right there on the spot, still injured. And I said, "Man, I just believe in the kid." And, hearing Coach Oz call me, a year and a half later and say, "Man, you were right, and I appreciate you shooting me straight." That's so special about that kid. But wonderful family, and I think some of his best days of baseball are still ahead of him because he's just now really getting back healthy. He's going to be exciting to watch.
You know, the intensity that he brings to the table, I want to talk about just that. In of all the positions on the field, Coach Avalon, and pitching is kind of your forte, it seems right. to me that attitude at that position is more important than any other on the field. Is that reasonable?
Yeah, there's no question. You can look at the box score every day and you see there's a winning pitcher and a losing pitcher. There's no winning catcher, no losing shortstop, none of that. It comes down to the winning pitcher and losing pitcher. And so, I tell our team all the time, baseball is a team game, but you got to be a little selfish at times. And that guy on the bump's got to be one of those that understands the magnitude of what he's doing and the responsibility that he carries, because you can be good on the mound as far as a team, and you can have a chance to win any ball game. You can be bad on the mound and you ain't winning. I don't care how good of offense you are or anything like that, but you've got a chance with that guy on the mound and he dictates so much. And so that attitude, that intensity, that competitiveness of that guy, people feed off of it behind you. They play faster. They play better. They want to hit for you. That's where that's so paramount and so important.
Well, you found the secret at Pearl River because in the words of Mark Carson, the longtime coach at Northwest, and I'm paraphrasing here, he said, I think, you know, maybe players 1 through 7, a lot of the teams in this league could compete with Pearl River, probably couldn't compete with players 8 and 9, and I'll tell you where none of us could compete is in the pitching depth. He yeah. said, we might have 5 or 6 guys that are okay, but Pearl River runs out 11 or 12 guys that are all starters. Man, what's been the secret to your pitching success down there? They just come one after another.
Well, I think days like yesterday obviously make that a lot easier to sell when you see just the development that you have over the years. And I've been very, very fortunate since I've been here. Coach Anthony Izzio was my pitching coach, and then Coach Brandon Pennington followed up, and now I've got Coach Gavin Schmidt, and they do a tremendous job. But there's two reasons we've been successful at Pearl River, and I tell people this all the time. One is, first, like you said, we're going to have the most pitching depth. We're going to recruit pitchers, and we're going to make sure that when we step on the mound, we've got enough of them for you to be fresh when you go out there and throw your best up, and we're not going to abuse you. We're going to make sure that we limit you, and we've got somebody we hand the ball to that hopefully is as good or maybe better than you that coming off the mound. And then the second thing is we're going to be physical, and I think that also breeds over into our pitching and how we've developed. Is we're just, you know, the weight room is so important for us, and we sell out to it. Recruiting and good players, you know, I just lost Coach Lott, my assistant coach for 6 years here. He just took the head job at Itawamba, and he did a great job of getting, I tell people, it's like football, you got to have the Jimmys and the Joes. And so in baseball as well, on the mound, you've got to be good, and we've been very fortunate. But I think guys just see that, hey, you come here, you develop, you get better, and you sign with Division I schools, and then, you know, ultimately you even have a chance of signing in the draft.
All right, real quick, Coach Avalon, because at junior college you can be drafted at any time. A lot of the guys that were taken, which is not unusual for junior college players, to get taken kind of late in the draft, so they're not necessarily going to get rich going there. But, I mean, how many, percentage-wise across the country, how many JUCO players wind up going back for their second year of JUCO? Or,
you know, I think it's going down now because of the NIL money. I think junior college is going up because there are so many four-year guys that are getting big money to stay, and they're getting paid off or maybe more money than their bonus, so they're staying. So, guys, that's why I think this year you saw so many junior college guys, and I think that may continue just because of the signing bonuses and stuff that these four-year schools are able to match.
All right, minute left, Coach. What does it mean? What does it mean to you as a coach when you see kids that you've invested so much of your time and effort in get this big reward and this opportunity that Nick Monaster described earlier? The opportunity is more important than the money.
Yeah, we actually, you know, recruited Nick too out of high school, and I thought we may have gotten it if he could have done this. But he's a really good one. But man, it's just it's what all these kids dream of. It's what I dreamed of. I wasn't good enough. I played as long as I could. I played at Holmes Community College and went on to Lincoln Memorial and University of West Alabama. Kind of like old Pete Rose says, I'd run through hell in a gasoline suit to play baseball. And that's the kind of kids you want to coach. But for some of them, they get this opportunity, and it's a dream come true. And it's just awesome for their families. Talking with KK's Clark dad yesterday, He was just emotional about how much time he spent in the yard with these young men. You know, his two sons, Kellum and KK, both playing. And I said, man, you're lucky to get to experience that. What a unbelievable day for him and his family. And that's just an example, but just really, really a special time.
Bob Getty, two of the greatest athletes in Mississippi history, Michael Avalon, and you, Bob Getty, both.
Holmes Junior College.
Holmes
maybe.
Junior College.
Fighting Bulldogs.
There you go. I don't know about fighting so much anymore, but that's all right.
Coach, always great having you on the show, sir. We really appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you all so much for what you do. Appreciate you having me.
Coach Michael Avalon, everybody. A fellow Bulldog.
Another Holmes Bulldog.
Fighting Bulldog.
Will the athletics stars ever finish at Holmes?
Boy, that's using the term loosely, at least in my case.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Nick Monastere and Coach Michael Avalon for joining us on the program today. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. DBAT, a great place for baseball, softball training, summer camps, instructions for softball and baseball players in your family. Made only by none other than Luke Reynolds, a former great player himself here at Mississippi State and also in professional baseball. It's all at the DBAT on Hardy Street. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's on YouTube, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible, Apple, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And Kelly, it's the 60th anniversary of Be Quick. You want to run down that summary for me?
Well, first of all, it's only through the end of the month. So you only got another couple weeks to go by Be Quick, which is located, it's the Shell gas station at the corner of Hegwood Road and Highway 98. If you've dropped your kids off ever up at Optimus Park to play youth baseball, you know exactly what we're talking about. Stop in there, get their Buffalo decal that you can put on your back window or bumper, and they're going to have spotters. You're not going to know that they're spotters, but people out looking for those decals, and if one is on your car, they'll take down your license plate number and then make sure that you're in the drawing for lots of prizes, including a Saints football experience. And I asked what they meant by experience, and they said they guarantee a Saints win.
So, that'd be an experience.
This year.
May be an unusual experience this year.
This year, I think you're right.
No
but
question.
You can also win an offshore fishing trip and a cruise, Caribbean cruise for four. They're big supporters of Southern Miss, so go by Be Quick and get your decal.
All right, Landon Payne's going to be on the show tomorrow. He's just confirmed that, ironically, that afternoon we were talking about when the kid from Georgia State hit the home run, had something to say. Landon
had something to
exchanged
say.
Exchanged some pleasantries with him about his mother, and I'll leave it at that. Yeah. And then when the game was over, it looked like they were fixed to tie up again, and it was our other guest, Nick Monastere, that got all involved in the pushing and shoving. So there was a little attitude on the field, and Tuna laughed about it later. Tuna said there's no fighting in baseball, but why would you want to start a fight with Landon Payne?
I think the point that Coach Avalon made about in a box score, and you don't see many box scores anymore because they were in newspapers.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
You remember newspapers?
Coffee, cigarettes, and Sunday morning newspapers. I remember them well.
That was a long time ago, but in the box score, there was a winning pitcher and a losing pitcher. So it is a point of pride that pitchers take. They are the maestro of the orchestra, and they have to be a little bit more mentally tough. And they only work once every 5 days or five games or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there are so many. There's so much emotional exhaustion that goes into pitching a ball game and doing it correctly that they've got to be extra tough.
All right, Kelly Sander, what do you say to the people who are on the bridge today going, oh, no, we've lost Monastir, we've lost Middleton, we've lost Payne, we lost Cook, we're just going to be terrible next year?
Well, I would go over to the restaurant bell, and I would ding it, and I'd say, order up, meaning there's plenty of guys waiting in the wings that are going to be fantastic.
The team will not take a half a step back.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. And I mean, when guys like Davis Gillespie are sitting standing put, right, and Tucker Stockman, there was thought that maybe he would get taken yesterday, but you know, he'll be back now. So that's a ease can ease.
Well, you got a glimpse of the future in that Miami game when you had a couple infielders go out injured, and you brought in two kids that have barely seen the field all year, and you couldn't tell a bit of difference.
Oh, Seth Smith is a great player that is now ready to step up into the spotlight.
100%.
He's a great player. I'm telling you, you watch Seth Smith develop. And again, he's got a great lineage, has a great resume, comes from a baseball family. Dad was a big leaguer. So, I mean,
yeah.
Programs.
Everything is fine.
Yeah.
Everything.
And we wish that all of the programs were in as good a stead as the baseball team is now.
Speaking of other programs, you'll be in New Orleans next week. What is it you want to hear from Charles Huff?
I want to hear that he's open to letting some players and some coaches talk to all members of the media at particular times. I don't want it to be a contentious. And maybe contentious is kind of a strong word, but I would like him to, hopefully we can get him to understand that we're all in this thing together. We don't have to sit around the campfire and sing Kumbaya, but it would be nice for the fan base to get to know
these new players. It's a new team,
brand new team. Very few players back, you know, from last year's team. So just to get to know them. Obviously, it's important that you win, and I understand the points that he's made about controlling the narrative, limiting access, and limiting is different than no access.
Yes. And so, you know, Kelly, it's so different than the program we're talking about today. You know, we know these kids. We knew Nick Monastir to call, you know, and we knew he'd take the call. You get to know them. Football's so much different now. And like you say, the community needs to get to know the football team. And hopefully that's exactly what's going to happen.
It wouldn't hurt. It certainly wouldn't hurt, because those are the people that you want to come to the games.
And cheer for and be excited about.
And when there is that emotional attachment, people are willing to step up and help. Right. But if there's just no names with faces and things like that, it's a tougher sell.
Super Talk back on the radio tomorrow and online. We'll have Landon Payne and other great guests.
And Friday we're going on the road.
We're at the Mize Watermelon Festival. Kelly's going to jump in the creek with the Watermelon Queen. It's going to be exciting.
I want it proven to me that Smith County watermelons are indeed the best tasting in the world.
We're going to taste them and see.
I'm looking forward to that.
Eagle Hour and Mize this Friday. Hope you'll come out and join us. Thank you for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.